The National Media Commission has asked the state-owned media to organize in-house seminars to discuss the review guidelines for fair and equitable coverage of political parties. This is to ensure non-biased reportage during this year's elections. At the launch of the reviewed guidelines for political coverage, the chairman of the Media Commission, Ambassador Cabral Blayamihie, said this is to ensure that the media follow their mandate of promoting good governance. Mr. Blayamihie said the state-owned media have the responsibility to ensure free, fair and peaceful elections before, during and after this year's general elections. Georgette Cole has filed this report for Radio Ghana.
The workshop, which is the first, was attended by members of governing boards and chief executives of state-owned media houses and their editors. It was aimed at taking participants through the reviewed guidelines for them to ensure adequate coverage for all political parties during the electioneering. Ambassador Blayamihie said editors and chief executives of the media are like referees with no allegiance to any political party. They must ensure that every political party gets equal representation in the media.
What we sought to achieve with this seminar is to let the media know that they have a constitutional obligation to afford all the parties, whether big or small, equal and fair opportunity to present their programs. We are saying that there should be accuracy, there should be adherence to the code of ethics. So far as the media can do this, then we will be assured of a level playing field for all the political interest groups in this country.
Ambassador Blayamihie said the EU report on the 2008 elections is a challenge to all state-owned media houses to improve on their reportage this year. On the issue of any state-owned media drifting from the reviewed guidelines, the chairman had this to say.
The proof of these guidelines will be what the various boards and editors do to ensure strict adherence. For our part, it will be monitoring and evaluating and assessing, and as and when necessary, we will come up with necessary findings that would be a way of encouraging people in the state-owned media to perform according to the Constitution.
Touching on the 1992 Constitution and the role of the state-owned media, a member of the Commission, Akoto Ampao, said the media is to serve society and promote public enlightenment by seeking the truth and providing a fair, balanced and comprehensive account of events. He said according to the Constitution, the media cannot be manipulated by governmental control and interference. In the light of this constitutional protection and mandate, the state-owned media have no excuse to follow a particular government's policy. He said the state-owned media have to set standards since they have a responsibility to the society as a whole.
Even as the pressure to compete for audiences might be great, our state-owned media have no business copying the crass sensationalism of sections of the private media as a means of capturing audiences. Unfortunately, every now and again, the state-owned media tend to stoop to such an edifying level. And sometimes you wake up in the morning, you see a copy of state-owned newspaper, and you are hit by the screaming headlines. And you wonder whether this is the state-owned media or one of the yellow sheep.
Members of the four-member committee that came out with the reviewed guidelines are Professor Audrey Gajekpo of the School of Communication Studies, University of Ghana, Edward Ameyibo, formerly of the GNA, a former editor of the Daily Graphic, Elvis Aye, and the editor of the Daily Mail, Alhaji Haruna Atta.
Georgette Cole filed that report.